您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Attention ladies, have you ever suspected that your man seems like he's listening to you, but you wonder if his mind has drifted miles away? Then he probably is. A recent research shows that the average man can stand just 6 minutes of his female partner talking about her lunch, her celebrity gossip, and her feelings. But a man can stay focused for 15 minutes at least, listening to his best buds talk about soccer or their sex life.
Sorry, what?
What did she say? I'm kind of blushing now.
I stopped paying attention.
It's interesting. I mean, they asked this question in the survey. Well, they said, you know, man talked about the sex life.
Well, I don't know. This is locker room talk now. I don't really know.
I mean, this was done, I believe, in the UK. And so, I mean, obviously UK and Chinese culture is going to be a little bit different. But I think that first of all, I know that I can get a little bit frustrated sometimes. I'll try not to this time. But we do need to be careful about the language that we're using here. So they say that men can stand just 6 minutes. It's not so much that men cannot stand longer than 6 minutes, that we will not tolerate more than 6 minutes. It's just that our attention ends up wandering, either consciously or unconsciously, after a woman starts talking for a long time without making any obvious point.
So this is a biological reason.
I think it does.
No, it's not. I'm totally against this. But carry on, John.
Well, I mean, our psychology. I mean, you think about. I don't know what the Buddhists, I suppose, would call the hierarchy of being, and it makes sense. I mean, so number one, before the mind can exist, before the brain can exist, is our biology, right? And part of that is going to be our hormones, and hormones do in fact affect the way your brain is wired and how your brain develops. And so testosterone is the main hormone in men. Estrogen is the main hormone. You laugh, but it's true. Estrogen is the primary hormone in women. So this is going to affect the way your brain is in fact structured and the types of connections that are made. And so with men in general, you know, not always, but in general, when we communicate, especially with other men, we are looking to either to address a problem. We are looking to make a point, address that problem, and get advice on how to fix that problem. Whereas women in general, again, not all, but in general, when they communicate, it is to communicate and relate, to express how they feel and to get feedback about that feeling. So how do my feelings make you feel? What do you think of my feelings and things like that? And for men, this can be frustrating because we don't know what's really going on. Like, what's the problem? You're not giving me a problem to solve.
Okay, well, life shouldn't just be about problems to be solved, right? When you guys...
From the female perspective.
Well, from the men, when you're talking about soccer and other stuff.
No, let's be very careful. Let's not start talking about should and should not. Let's just look at the reality of the situation for a second.
Yes, we are looking at the reality here that men who talk about soccer for more than 15 minutes, you don't have any trouble relating to that, I suppose, or stay focused
because it's a different way
of communicating. But it's about chatting, and it's about, you know, your experience of watching the soccer and
it's
stuff,
no,
isn't
it's
it?
Not.
But, Qingduo, what do you think?
Well, it's still making a point. It's about making a point. I think there's a, you know, actual difference between men and women, you know, like it or not. It's, you know, we're different.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
We're different. It's not in absolute terms, but in relative terms, that's true. And also, it's a classical divide between men and women in terms of communication. You know, women tend to, you know, be related, be connected, and sharing their secrets, you know, their feelings. Well, man is more like action-oriented, you know, like what's the purpose? What's the point? Is there a problem?
Why are we talking here?
What are we doing? Right. And there's a purpose. It's right. Like we go shopping, right? You know, I will go, okay, I need a shirt. I will go there to buy a shirt, and then that's all. But for women, probably, you know, I mean...
No, it's really funny, because I remember He Yang a couple weeks ago, we were talking about gender differences in terms of shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you can go back, our listeners can go back and listen to what
I
she said.
I remember what you're saying. I can say it again.
No. She said, I think I'm a little bit like a man. I only get tired of shopping after 3 hours.
Yes, 3 hours is my, you know, know, it tops that,
no,
for
no, no,
me.
No, but 15 minutes is tops for most men, is my point here. So you are not like a man. You are
thank God.
Completely
thank you.
And totally,
thank you, John.
Like girl, a woman. Yeah, so girl. I think that I mean, even if you look at the way that men and women interact, men end up bonding more over an activity. Mm-hmm. So video games, board games, sitting down watching sports and things like that, whereas women are very content just to sit around a table and just talk. Whereas men are just like, what's going on?
No, guys
talk
too.
Is talk.
Exactly. But it's a bit different.
But actually here, I'm actually going to defend the guys a little bit here.
There's nothing to defend.
Well, I mean, okay, in my head, there's, or as the way that the media has been portraying this is sort of like men versus women in terms of communication or attention span or whatever.
But I have to say,
John has shown many times on the show that this is the kind of thing that would push his buttons. Mm-hmm. So let's not do that. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like 6 minutes for a girl to stay focused, listen to her man talking about soccer or whatever, that's kind of hard as well, I would say.
Yeah, yes. I don't think that we would spend more than 6 minutes talking about that to another woman.
Or talking.
Well, I think it's also about the topic sometimes, yeah. Right? Like if your lady talks to you about her lunch for 6 minutes, what's talk about?
I think the most annoying thing, okay, when it comes to talking about other people's stuff, a lot of women are really interested in doing mm-hmm, that, and mm-hmm. that could be very, very annoying.
Well, again, but this
when you don't know that person.
But also, I mean, this just goes to show because I mean what other people in their lives are doing and how they feel, that is important. I think that highlights a very typical difference between men and women is how important relationships are mm-hmm. To women. And I mean, look, I kind of hope my wife's not listening, but if she is, it's probably okay. But I mean, because she knows, there are many times where, like, we're getting off of work, we're hanging out, maybe I picked her up from the subway or whatever, and she's telling me what's happened during her day, and like, and there it comes to a point where I'm like, okay, Anna, look, I'm interested in how you're feeling, but I don't know why you're telling me this. I don't understand what are you trying to tell me? Like,
right.
What problem are you trying to present me with that you want
exactly.
my advice on?
That's men.
But she's not trying to do this. She's not trying to give me a problem. She's just trying to relate to me.
Yeah, right. She's just trying to let you know, to tell, to ask you to be a listener.
And also to show that she cares about me by telling me about her day and what's mm-hmm. been going on. But for me, after a while, she's like, I don't know these people, Anna.
Yeah, I can understand your frustration. As John and Qingduo, you both have demonstrated very well that it is a huge gap between the two sexes when it comes to communicating ideas or even interest. How can we shorten that gap and make it easier for people?
By having conversations like this and by not saying shoulds and shouldn'ts, not saying, you know, men are stupid and women are smart or vice versa, but just being very, very honest about the differences, accepting that there are differences, and that very acceptance, I think, begins to bridge that gap.
That's a good beginning. Yeah, I know because of the differences, you know, the traits associated with men, it could be seen as somehow like a weakness or shortcoming of men, of being like less understanding or
right.
less considerate, of being not a good listener. I think that's not true, you know, not, you know, drifting away while listening to your story about your lunch, you know, does not mean we don't care about you. We do.
Here comes the thing.
We just care about it in a different way.
In a different way. Different
yeah,
way.
Here comes the thing. Because I don't really think it's expected all that much from men. But if you demonstrate that you have listened, that you can mm-hmm. remember certain details that your lady has been talking about ages ago, it's a real boost in your, like, marks in her head.
You mentioned
know?
An interesting point about, like, a man remembering things, the details. It's hard for men. Usually, I'm not sure whether this is true or not. It's a test about, you know, testing men about the wedding date, you know, year date, and also the wife's birthday, you know.
That's yeah. supposed to be easy.
That's challenging
with all kinds
for men,
of
too.
Apps with you can, you know, download on your smartphone, and, you know, you can resort to other solutions.
Yeah, I think it's funny, actually, because my wife and I, we're kind of the opposite in that sense. She is the one that usually forgets the dates and things
okay.
like that, whereas I'm the one that usually remembers.